Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad when you're here with us. And if you'd like to join us on the exchange, feel free. Phone numbers here, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782, or send an email during the live broadcast, that address, jx@jeffnet.org. Just by the raw numbers on expenses alone, there are more expensive states for child care. But when you factor in income, Oregon jumps to the top of the list of states for lack of child care affordability. Childcare Aware of America released a report last month showing the issue. Oregon residents pay $10,000 a year for care for a four-year-old, $13,000 for an infant. If you stop and do the math, $10 an hour full-time is less than $21,000 annually, so child care would eat a majority of the take-home pay. What, if anything, can be done? Let's get some help understanding the dynamics and what might be in the works to address the issue. Jada Rupley is the Early Learning System Director for the state of Oregon and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange today. Jada, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning. How are you?
Good, and thanks for being here again. So if you can give us a bit of background, let our listeners know about you and the Early Learning System and the Early Learning Council and what it's all about.
Well, let's start a little bit with me. I'm a lifelong educator. I have worked in the field of education, both in elementary and secondary, as well as in early learning. And I came to Oregon at the request of Governor Kitzhaber in September last year to really get to work on some of the issues for early learning for the state of Oregon. And it's been an exciting journey. As you see, we have some major challenges in Oregon that are not only Oregon's, but also nationally in terms of the high cost of child care.
And what provisions are in place, if anything, within the early learning system to address some of what was represented by this report?
We're doing a number of things, and I think one of the things that I'd like to talk, I can talk about some of the initiatives that we're looking at,
sure.
But what we are looking mostly at doing is making sure that we have quality environments for those children that are in care settings, whether they're in homes, whether they're in licensed childcare, whether they're in some of the preschools that Oregon and the federal government help provide. And then, as you well know, it's not a new problem in terms of childcare being expensive. It's one that not only from my perspective as a state official, but also as a parent and a grandparent looking at those things, it's some parents pay more than their mortgages to be able to take care of their children. And as you mentioned earlier, also looking at the high cost of childcare versus college tuition. So how is it that we can fix that is what we've been looking at.
And any idea, first of all, was there any particular surprise in the report? I imagine that based on facts and figures that come into your department that you probably were aware of the challenges here.
Well, as you know, the federal nation has a number of advocacy groups. And so we have reports come across this desk probably weekly, and they often reflect what the goal of the advocacy group is. So Child Care Aware does licensed child care. We have other reports that come, and so sometimes their ways of collecting data, we always go, well, where did they get that information? But I think that what's important for us is the message. And it is not a surprise. If you look at, I was just at the Oregon Business Conference on Monday, and one of the things that they talked about is that there is a business goal also to look at how we can address the poverty rate in Oregon, as well as look at income levels for families. Our income levels and the rate of poverty in Oregon are on the wrong side of the national average, and they're looking for new ways to help Oregon families with quality environments, as we are in the child care world.
There have been a number of reports that indicate that Oregon's income has slipped, and I believe on a national level we're about 33rd now, where we used to be quite a bit higher than that, like in the upper third.
Correct. And so, as you know, if we're going to create jobs in all corners of the state of Oregon, we've got to figure out a way to be able to do that.
So that is really the issue then. It's really a case of, child care, I think as we already figured out from Child Care Aware's statistics, that it's not that it's more expensive in Oregon, but just that the income is that much less.
Exactly.
Okay. Does the early learning system now take on some of the responsibilities for monitoring child care situations? Or is that still in the hands of another portion of the state government?
Actually, July 1, we have a combined effort. We have the Office of Child Care. We have all of the initiatives as well as the Oregon pre-K programs that are serving 3- and 4-year-olds that are in a similar model to the federal Head Start program. So it really addresses families in poverty as well as their 3- and 4-year-old children.
How is most child care then provided in Oregon, Jonna? Is it in homes? Is it in centers? Do we have a breakdown on where children are receiving their attention?
It's another one of those interesting statistics that we know about Oregon is 40% of families do not use child care. They are using probably what you call a patchwork of system. So it could be family members, it could be neighbors, it could be any number of things. So it could be in their home. And some families are actually, when they can do this, staying home to take care of their children. So 30% of the children in Oregon under the age of 6 live in single parent homes. And so what you know is the earning rate for a single parent family is much lower than those of two wage earners. So that is another contributing factor. So I think that what I know I did as a single parent is I looked at where I felt I could have my daughter be safe. And oftentimes the challenges of work were part of those heartbreaking situations of choices that parents make.
How hard was it to find a place that you were comfortable with in your own life?
I looked and looked and looked and found people. And then I truly know that my career today where I'm sitting was because I had good people taking care of my daughter.
Jonna Rupley is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Early Learning System Director for the state of Oregon. We're talking about child care in a general sense and more specifically about child care in Oregon being the least affordable when you index the cost of child care to the income in the state of Oregon, which does lag behind the majority of states. Join us on the exchange with comments or questions at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. You talked about the changes that took place starting July 1, Jonna. So did the legislature make some moves to address this this very set of issues this year?
Probably the most impressive one that the legislature as well as the governor have put together is a redesign of the early learning system. One of the things that I said earlier is that it is different than our typical school system where you have buildings, districts, buses that pick up kids and take them to schools. Is you could have you can have homes, you can have preschools, you can have churches, you can have any number of environments to do that. So we have been working to closely bring all those things together in communities and look at a little different solution depending on where the communities are. So the Rogue Valley may have a different solution of how to bring families together and provide that care than we might see in Pendleton. And so what I'm particularly proud of is the fact that what we've said is we want to look at kids ready for kindergarten as they come into school. And how you do that as communities, what we really want to do from Salem is help support those strong initiatives and then to make sure to measure to see that that's what's going to happen.
The language indicates that what you're talking about is letting these programs arise in the communities and give them the support they need, the nourishment to continue, rather than having things come out of Salem and say, do it like this.
Yes, yes. And that's a little different approach than often is taken both from the federal government and from the state government. But what we know is communities know their children and their families best. We know that businesses can help step up to make sure that this works, whether I'm an employer, to make sure that maybe my hours are such that I can make my school conferences or make sure that my children are in a place that are safe and that they're learning. One of the new things that we know is that learning doesn't just begin at the doors of kindergarten, but learning begins long before children are born. and so that they need to be engaged, whether they're with their family or with a caregiver, in terms of some really exciting things to make learning possible.
And the fact is, the early learning system, as currently designed in Oregon and operated by you, then is really part of this continuum where we're trying to make sure that children are, that young people are taking care of their educational needs, are seen as a continuum from preschool through college.
We do call that basically from birth through college and career. And those systems are incredibly connected. I don't know that we often think about that, because we think about that as the ages of our children as they go through those systems. But strong teachers and strong caregivers knowing what they need to do with children are incredibly important, and our university system does that. Kids ready for kindergarten and reading at third grade is another one of those strong benchmarks that we need to do. And all of those come back to early learning in terms of how we can work with families to make sure that kids are in rich environments in terms of language, that they have lots of opportunities to learn, not sit at a desk, but to learn and play.
In terms of helping parents afford childcare, though, which is the childcare where study findings, it's not very affordable in Oregon. What are things that are available out there? Are there subsidies available? Are there tax credits? And more importantly, are people leaving money on the table? Because we've certainly found out from previous interviews that a lot of potential SNAP money gets left on the table. More people are eligible for it than apply for it. Is that the situation with some of the programs that could assist people in paying for childcare?
Well, actually, there are various state and federal tax credits that do help, and the state does offer child care subsidies, but it's to a limited number of lower-income working families. We'd like to expand those to help more parents as they work their way out of poverty. But I think that, again, to emphasize, is we can't really just climb our way out of this child care hole with just subsidies and credits alone. It really is doubling down on our efforts to rebuild the middle class. And that's the investment in education and career training.
Oh, so you make a better investment in education and career training. You get smarter people. You get potential growth in income, and that takes care of the problem from that.
It's that spiral we want to be able to make sure to get to.
The upward spiral as opposed to the downward spiral.
Thank you. I'm writing these things down. I'm going to use many of your words, Jeff. Thank you.
Happy to help out. Jada Rupley is the Oregon Early Learning System Director and has been our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Jada, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bottom of the hour. Vents Day coming up. Here's Garrison Keillor.